Hey now, what you're about to hear is a free preview of one of this week's episodes of The Dumb Zone. If you would like to hear this episode in full, along with the archive of all of our past episodes, please go to patreon.com/thedumbzone. It's only a hilariously priced $6.90 per month to subscribe.
We got very lucky, though, on the Mavs front, because they play Sunday night. Mm-hmm. We have an event on Saturday.
Okay, that's what we did talk a little bit
yesterday. Yeah, because it's a West Coast game.
Yeah.
You fired up?
Absolutely, man.
Damn, I can't wait.
I told you, I am concerned that our expectations are now too high, because I think it's going to be major disappointment if they get bounced in the first round.
We're at that point.
Even a tough seven-game series.
We're at that point. Second round, I think people would still be like, all right, they were there. West is tough.
Luka lost to this team twice before.
Luka didn't lose.
Well, I mean, the Luka team.
Yeah.
And, of course, the team is way, way different.
Both teams.
You know what? I saw somebody had a good point, because there's a lot of good points about the Luka for MVP, which is very sad that it's not going to happen. Not just for me financially.
I was going to say for you.
But certainly for me, that should all be in our thoughts. What was the point they made? Oh, just almost the playing nice with Kyrie and kind of getting the best out of Kyrie.
Yeah, it's typically discussed like the other way around.
Yeah.
Right? Like the Kyrie's like, oh, he's the Zen master centering. I mean, I've made that point a bunch, but you're right. Because I'm going to be honest with you, before the season started, and you guys know this, I told you this, not on the show, times were not good. Like, there was a lot of concern.
When?
Off season coming into preseason.
Okay, yeah. Oh, no, no one picked them to...
No. I don't just mean nobody picked them. I mean, I was hearing that there was a...
Oh, the locker room has problems?
Was not good.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, all Luka wanted was a center. He didn't understand why they couldn't just... Who did they let... they couldn't just, like, replace Dinwiddie, for example, with a big.
Mm-hmm.
Because he 100% does not understand the NBA salary cap. And they're trying to explain to him, like, look, we have to sign Kyrie because he's the only player we can sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't just take Kyrie's money and
Give it to whoever else. But then they draft Lively, they trade for Gafford midseason, and he looks great. He looks fresh, looks energized. It would be a huge disappointment if they don't get out of the first round.
And I actually don't think that's an objectively good point on Luka, because that's really not part of his job. But it feels like all the objective points do already point to Luka. So, like,
for
what
MVP?
Yeah. Like,
sure.
All the numbers-wise.
Yeah.
That point to Luka. And not just anomaly numbers, but some of them are anomalies just because they're so, you know, they've never been done before. But some of the arguments against Luka are, well, you know, the team, blah, 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 you know, their seeding, all this kind of stuff that don't have anything to do with him. The Kyrie playing nice, I don't really think should fall on Luka. That's probably where we should credit Kidd.
Yeah.
I know we don't like to credit Kidd.
For sure, Nico, but probably Kidd also.
But just the guys, you know. But guys, you got to credit Kyrie, and you got to credit Luka, I think, just because, you know, them two alpha males on the floor type thing, you know, what's his name, could never adjust to that, Porzingis.
Yeah.
And maybe Porzingis just needed more stops in between to get the best out of him playing with Luka, just like Kyrie. If Kyrie went from playing with LeBron in Cleveland to next it's with Luka,
might not have worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to be the show.
Which is weird, because I'm positive if we were allowed to play audio from our old show without being sued again, you could find audio of me saying, like, they just needed a training camp. The weird part is, I always thought that a small, Luka's not small, but a small and a big would have been way easier for them to figure it out than a small and a small.
Porzingis, you mean?
Yeah. Like, look, you set the pick and you're going to pop or roll.
Because you're doing stuff that's way different than he's doing.
Yeah. And
so you're
going to clean up my mess.
His, yeah.
When I get, you know, roasted at the perimeter, you're going to be at the rim. And we can just run our whole offense based on a big and a small. When you have Kyrie's a point guard. Mm-hmm. I mean, traditionally. But when you have two of those guys, it didn't not make sense to me last year that it didn't work. It's like, dude, they're not practicing. They have no camp. Like, they're just basically like running out there and being like, all right, can we try to figure something out? And so inevitably it looked like your turn, my turn.
Yeah, and I didn't
trading possessions of running
when,
the offense. They
when
weren't,
you said
they
that,
weren't even really running plays.
I didn't necessarily even buy that last year when you said that. Because it's like, there's no way. You're telling me that just
they're both so great.
A month together is the biggest deal, you know.
It's not just a month. It's a month away from having to, you know how like sometimes like you have to do something in the short term to try to get the best results, even though you know it's not going to help your long-term growth. So like they were just trying to win games, mm-hmm. but it was broken. And so now they actually had a chance to work on something without having to try to win games. And I think you can see it. I mean, hell, even sometimes they have Luka like pick for Kyrie, which he's 6'8". So
it's something you've wanted for a really long time.
I've always thought he could be. They're not going to have him roll, you know, because his body's getting beaten already. But they can have him slip. They can have him pop. He's shooting like 38% from three, which is the last thing that we all were saying. Like, what if he could do that? Well, now he does. He's unstoppable. And Kyrie is an assassin late in like the last 13 minutes of games. So, I don't know. I feel like they can beat anybody.
Also, if you were concerned, remember we were talking about how everything we think about with Luka is he going to stay here long term?
Everybody but Derek Jones Jr. is under contract next year. So, I'm not saying that's like long term, but this is not like every year where, as Bob used to say, they're just going to throw a pack of basketball cards on the ground and be like, this is our team this year. Like, Daniel Gafford's under contract for two more years. Lively's 20.
But I was thinking more of the, they convinced him to tank last year.
Yeah.
And we all thought that's, you know, Luka, that's not in his DNA. He hates this, and this is going to affect him negatively for the future. But it kind of worked out so well,
yeah,
that I think he probably sits there now saying, yeah, that was the move. Why would we have, you know, gone balls out the last couple games last year to probably not make the playoffs anyway, and that wouldn't have gotten us Derek Lively?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, I think you're probably right. I just know so little about the guy that I don't know. Like, I don't know how, if he thinks about yesterday or a week ago or a month ago or a year ago at all. Because people like that a lot of times are just like, whatever's happening now is their thing.
So he's really good. Like, he's one yes. of the great players ever. But if he doesn't win the MVP this year, is Wemby going to turn around and win it next year?
And it's very possible.
Like, Luka will never win the MVP?
It's very possible because people are obsessed with Wemby for good reason.
Yeah.
But they can't be a 35-win team and him win it. But if they get up to, like, the sixth seed or something next year.
Is it a bad draft this year?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're not going to find their Tim Second. Duncan to, yeah. to David Robinson like they did it years
so.
Ago?
Don't think so. Which is also funny because this is the year that the Mavericks will convey their pick to the Knicks.
Oh, wow, that really works out well then.
Timed that out well.
Okay.
Yeah. In a bad draft. I'm fired up, man. I feel like it's I feel like we at least get to the second round and see what happens.
Are you ready to go? Mavs in six.
Yes.
I've reanalyzed the six?
Yeah.
You like six?
I do.
Okay.
Is Kawhi going to play?
Don't know.
I think he is.
Probably at some point, but how long, how many minutes, who knows? And I'm here to tell you right now, on this recording, that I will honor my tradition of taking Blake to a playoff game.
Okay. Are you going to just schedule round two?
We've had such good luck.
Well,
have you done poorly?
Yeah.
We were there for the Kawhi Terminator game. Game six?
Yeah, the Mavs were up
3-2.
30-11 in the first quarter in a closeout game.
Are we going to do any live streams during any of the games? Or do we wait? They got to get at least past the first round.
I would think so.
We can't live stream the first round. Especially not if it's on the road.
Can we announce the draft? I guess I just did.
What do we plan to do for that?
Yeah, Blake.
I would love to live stream the draft. Round one.
Well, it was last night.
Oh.
We're talking NFL draft now.
Oh, my bad. Oh, yeah. Not WNBA. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Let's do the NFL draft. Round one. And then let's
do we get special guests? Can we book Norm?
No. He's on the ticket.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
Yeah, we can.
You say we can.
We've asked. No, we can't.
We've made contact.
Oh.
He said no, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried.
Okay, well, then the answer was no. I said, can we book Norm? And you said yes.
You guys like to see how our actual production meetings go? Oh, well. What else do you want from me on sports?
No, I'm just trying to look. That's part of our unique blend of chemistry and conflict that we like to bring to the program every day.
Can't have any 690s in on that.
I'm interested in hearing about your article.
Your little article.
Do we have time for that?
Yeah, sure. We can do it real quick. CeeDee Lamb is probably going to hold out. He was not at voluntary. What do voluntary mean? Minicamp.
Okay, that's interesting because I did see somebody allege that a while back, like a month ago or so. And I thought CD's camp like shot that down. Like,
well, he's not there.
Yeah. Now this adds fuel to the fire or whatever.
Yeah.
But at first I thought it was just media guy throwing something against the wall.
No.
Just because the Cowboys, we don't have a Cowboys topic. And now this turns out to be an actual Cowboys topic. And I would think the Cowboys, well, maybe this is what your article is about. I didn't see it yet, but you would think
they've been out for 5 days, so you probably didn't have time.
I know, but I wanted to play the you presented to me.
I'm just kidding.
And I don't subscribe to, no, I do. No, but the... You know, you would think the Cowboys have kind of learned their lesson and stopped doing this. The pie's only bit so big and like kind of just, you're going to have to pay this guy the going rate. And I suppose he's smart too, knowing, boy, last year I had a great, great, great year.
He's a first team All-Pro. Him and Tyreek.
Like he's going to make
30
million.
That's where the number starts. Yeah, for sure. And Justin Jefferson turned down 30 a year last year, and he's about to sign.
Okay.
And the Vikings will absolutely pay him whatever he wants.
I was curious if the timing of this is Justin Jefferson and CeeDee waiting for the other to sign first?
I think so. And CeeDee's not Justin Jefferson. He's close, but he's not. I mean, that dude is – he's the best receiver in the game.
Yeah, so Justin Jefferson's sitting there like – whatever CD signs for, I have to make more because I'm better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's also not at his voluntary workouts.
And again, yeah, but they will get that done. But the Cowboys, though, they've set the precedent as recently as last year. It was funny when I was researching this article, if you Google like Zach Martin holdout, there's an article from August 7th, like a report that says, Cowboys not willing to budge, will hold firm on Zach Martin. And then from August 14th, it's Cowboys agree to deal with Zach Martin. And they do it every time. But for some reason, I think they think that playing this sort of hardball is like good business. And they're like, yeah, we're going to stick it to him. But every time they end up taking L's.
And from what I understand, this is like Steven's domain.
Yeah, the Cowboys Twitter calls him Cap Boy.
Cap boy. So if you're thinking things are going to really improve when Jerry's no longer with this franchise,
it would be hard to see. Yeah. So I don't know. It's weird. Like there's even this quote in here. I want to read this to you actually because it's that funny. He was asked about CD, and Steven said, everybody goes about it a different way. We've had guys who have been around. Zeke was never around when he was wanting a contract, so we've dealt with both. It's like, yeah, he wasn't around, and then you gave him the worst contract in the last 30 years of NFL history.
Yeah,
but he's like touting that as like a win.
Yeah. Yeah, we got that one done.
Yeah.
Remember?
He wouldn't hear. So what's a holdout? What does it matter? It's just silly to me because every single time these guys hold out and Jerry's on TV like, I don't think you even need a running back anymore to win a Super Bowl. Or, hey, you know, Zach Martin's going to be here. They just end up giving them what they wanted in the first place.
You think that'll happen with Dak?
Yeah, probably. It's weird to me they haven't done it yet.
Dak's a little back burner right now, I guess.
Yeah.
But
it would have been way easier to do CD if they had gotten Dak done earlier and lowered his cap number to some artificial BS number of like $7 million. And here's the last thing I'll say. CeeDee Lamb is a pretty quiet guy, much like Dak. They keep their head down. They're like, hey, I want to be a Cowboy. CeeDee's a quiet guy. I don't know, shy or demure. Like, he's just a quiet guy. You know who isn't?
Micah.
The guy who's due next year. The guy who talks about bags.
He isn't really due next year, is he? I thought...
Well, I mean, next year
like, CeeDee has this year.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
It'll
yeah.
be the same thing.
Micah's, so he'll have next year, but he'll want it up.
Micah is extension eligible now, like CeeDee was last year, which is when they should have offered him like $24 million a year and just locked him up. He's gotten better every year. Targets, receptions, yards, touchdown, yards per route run have all gotten better. They should have just offered him money last year. What did they think? He was going to get worse? He was a second-team All-Pro last year. They could have gotten him cheaper last year. Micah's extension eligible, and buddy, that's going to be a wild ride because that guy has zero chill.
Yeah, he's always talking about getting paid too.
Contract year Micah, if you're annoyed by his social media now, just wait. It's going to be bad, dude. Am I wrong, Blake? Like, don't you think Micah's just going to be talking on his podcast every week? Like, his agent's like, shut up.
Yeah, I could very easily see him just telling them, or just on his podcast, saying what the Cowboys' offer is.
Yeah.
And negotiating.
Holding up a piece of paper on camera.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he's different. The Dunzo.